Going to get a pinch runner here for Kyle Dearden. Terry Shea.
Dearden getting some high fives as he goes back to his dugout.
He hit that a long way.
Yes, he did.
Got Jalen turned around. On the first instinct, he turned around to his left, and that kind of got him messed up a little bit.
It did, but when he turned around and on, he just about got that in his head, I think.
Yeah.
It was right there. And
got a glove on it.
Yep. Glove, and I think a bare hand touched it, too.
Yeah.
First pitch, too. Cody Perea called strike, 0-1. So the Flames again with the scoring threat here, a runner in scoring position. One out, Perea, ground ball up the middle. Kyle Leeser behind the bag at second, a nice play. Not many shortstops are going to make that play, Don.
Not too easily, no. He's got the wheels to get behind there and make that play. And Gary Shea advances to third base on that. That looked like it was going to be a base hit all the way.
You bet. So Shea is over at third. He moves to third on the ground ball up the middle. And here's Brad Mergen. Brad, 1-for-1 this afternoon. Line drive base hit to right in his first at bat.
He saves a run there with a play like that. Now you got to have a base hit to score that run.
But for the third inning in the row, the Flames have a runner at third base. And Brad, a check swing ground ball to Schlungen at third. Scott up with it, over to first, 5-3 in the putout. That'll do it for Farming here in the third. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We play 2.5. St. Martin and Farming scoreless. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASF.
Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has concrete plants located at New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie to serve you better. They have the concrete for your farm, home, or business. From concrete bunks, concrete for your home, and everything in between, they'll get the job done right for you. No job is too big or too small. Phone 320-837-5288 or check them online at www.wormsreadymix.com. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix.
It's a new era. The things you love about Falcon National Bank are getting even better. Stronger together. With 5 convenient branch locations, Falcon National Bank offers expanded products and services with greater efficiencies across all branches. Take advantage of mobile deposits, online banking, person-to-person transfers, consumer and commercial loans, SBA preferred lending status, and the best digital security available. It's a new era in community banking, and we think you'll like the differences at Falcon National Bank in St. Cloud, Foley, Ham Lake, Isanti, and Richmond. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Josh Stengler, Jalen Arsenault, and Brian Schlungen scheduled to face left-hander Kyle Dearden here in the bottom of the third inning. No score if you're just joining us. No runs, 4 hits, no errors for Farming, no runs, a hit, and 2 errors for St. Martin through the first 2.5 innings.
Josh Stengler, good hitter. He's 3-for-6 in the tournament so far with 3 base hits, a couple base on balls.
We had a lot of guys, Don, after that first weekend hit that
absolutely
500.
Yes, we did.
One ball, one strike. The pitch from Zierden is a little bit low and 2-1.
I think Cody Akers is a little over 500, isn't he, in the tournament?
Yeah. Just a little bit after last night's ball game.
I might put him over the hump.
I didn't have my calculator handy, but Cody could be nearing that 700 mark.
I think so.
He was 4-for-5 against Richmond last night. He came in hitting 500.
Yep.
2 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch to Stengler. This one is popped foul and out of play. Count stays 2-2. Have that light breeze blowing from left to right here at Schlaper Brothers Field. Looking in the corners. 305 down both lines. As Stengler swings and misses, he's out on strikes. 350 to that left center field gap.
That's a poke.
It does 330, just about to straightaway center field here at the field. Jalen Arsenault to the plate.
Well, that's where Cody hit his home run last night over that batter's eye.
Yeah.
Deep center field. And that goes out a little bit there. It's kind of like I said last night, it's got a fence on each side of the batter's eye that comes towards the center field. It's kind of like a little corral, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a major league park like that, too, isn't there, where it kind of pulls
out? I think
out.
They used to do that in Houston. I don't know if Houston, I think they took the hill out for sure.
Okay.
There's a little bit of a hill there. 1-1 the count to Jalen Arsenault. He rips this in the left field, a base hit.
I think that curveball hung a little bit for Kyle Zierden. But he hasn't, I thought Kyle used to throw a little harder, but I think he throws a good fastball, but he doesn't try to overpower hitters. Finesses them a little bit. He works them inside, outside. And the big thing with him now is that his control has been, yes, really good.
Bring the leadoff hitter, Brian Schlungen, to the plate. Brian will bowl this one to the backstop. An 0-1 to Schlungen.
You can contribute to that a lot, too. Trying to overthrow your fastball is where you're going to get in a lot of trouble with control. Got to take a little off once in a while. Just get your control back intact, and then you start working your curveball and stuff in.
The pitch coming to Schlungen inside a ball, and 1-1. Jalen Arsenault, the base runner at first, whipping out. Zierden glances over to first and now comes home. Pitches high for ball and 2-1. If you're planning to come to Farming today, the second game scheduled to start right around 2:30. That's Meyer Grove and Lake Henry. And then they'll take a break, clear the park. And then coming up later this evening, it'll be the winners of these two games today. As Schlungen grounds to third, Eink to second for one. Mitchell Thielen's relay is not in time. Mitchell came across that second base bag a little bit too fast.
And he was coming.
He was coming. And his momentum just carried him across the bag. He really couldn't plan to stop and throw a good strike to first.
Couldn't get it out of his glove either. He was coming.
They do get the force.
Nice play.
5-4. Now Brian Schlungen becomes the base runner at first. With two outs and at the plate, Derek Strowing. Derek, defensive replacement, and now in the lineup two here. Batting for Michael Schlungen. Pitch to Derek, a foul tip into the mitt of Cody Perret. And 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Schlungen gets a pretty good lead at first. Pitch to Strowing is fouled back. And the count stays 0-2.
That one just cleared the backstop here, so somebody got a surprise back there.
The ball, it's two strikes. Zierden ready on the mound. Left-hander's pitch a little bit low. The ball bounces in front of Cody Perret, and Brian Schlungen is going to take second base on that pitch in the dirt in the count at 0-2. Make it 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes.
Good instincts by Brian Schlungen on that. Didn't roll away that far from the catcher, did it?
No. No. But if you get that good jump.
Yeah, get going right away.
1-2, Strowing, drive to left field, coming hard, and Schmidt dives, can't come up with it. Brian Schlungen's going to score the game's first run on the RBI single by Derek Strowing. So that ball in the dirt, a little bit of a wild pitch.
Absolutely.
Turns out to be a key point here in the game.
Just coming in defensively, comes up with a big hit right away.
Yes, he does. Just the third hit for the Martins as Kyle Leeser pulls it at the plate, and 0-1 to Kyle. The count, 1-0 St. Martin here in the bottom of the third. Zierden's pitch, and a foul by Kyle. And 0-2 now. Oh, to the count to Kyle Leeser. Strowing a lead at first, not a real big one. And Kyle Leeser will chop it foul at the plate. Count stays 0-2. We will find out tomorrow when our state entrants play in the state tournament. The state board has not released those pairings or matchups yet, so we have nothing as Leaser smacks it to left center field. This is going to roll to the fence. Strowing digs for third, and that's where they're going to hold him up over at third as Kyle Leaser rolls into second with a stand-up double. He's 2 for 2 today.
Perfect placement of that double, wasn't it? It just skipped on the avoiding of center and left fielder and rolled all the way to the fence.
Well, Leaser gets rid of the ankle padding that he has and also his batting gloves. He's at second in scoring position. Over at third base, Derek Strowing. And at the plate, Nathan Schlungen. And Nathan drives it to center field. Fading back a little bit and making the catch is Austin Arsenal for the third out, and that'll do it for St. Martin here in the third. One run on three hits, no errors, and two men left on base. We have played three, St. Martin one, Farming nothing. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASN.
Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking wishes the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
Fire Prevention Week kicks off Sunday, October 8th. The staff at Painesville Mutual and Grinnell Mutual want you to play it safe. Now is the perfect time to make sure your home is covered and you are prepared in the event of a fire. Check smoke alarm batteries and fire extinguishers, and make sure all family members know the plan in case of a fire. Prepare for the unexpected with quality home insurance. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual insurance provider. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Region 15C baseball action on KASM. Stay tuned for our post-game show this afternoon. We'll name your Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game. Brought to you by the Greenwall Pub, El Rosa Green and Pete, Pepsi Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank with a branch office in Richmond, Sportsman's Dan of Lake Henry. Go see Cindy at have a noon lunch special at Sportsman's Dan in Lake Henry. St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany. Virgil's Big Arena, just south of Farming here, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, and Land O'Lakes of Melrose. Top of the fourth inning, Aaron Eich takes the first pitch from Ben Schrader and hammers it foul down the third baseline and the count 0-1.
Farming's left 3-4-5 on base already, St. Martin 3. Farming's had their opportunities the first three innings, haven't they?
They have. Here's Ben Schrader's pitch. That bounces away from Brian Schlungen in the count 1-1. Other Region 15C sponsors, Scooters Trucking, Lou's Auto Body and Glass, and beautiful downtown Farming. Notch Manufacturing, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC, and Albany Mutual Telephone Association. Schrader delivers to Eich low, and the count 2-2. Ben Schrader, those stirrups on again, delivers, and Eich will pop it up in the infield, throwing over at second, calling for it, and makes the catch for the out.
Wind was a little bit of breeze, I think, was pushing that ball around a little bit.
It's hard to say. I mean,
or that or the sky, who knows? What
yeah, yeah. Looking up in the sky that long, here's Mitchell Thielen. Mitchell put a bunt down as there were runners at first and second. Back in that second inning, and Mitchell ended up reaching first on an error by Schrader. He'll take a strike call in 0-1. Oh, one the count. Ben Schrader delivers another breaking ball that, oof, just misses, says the home plate umpire in 1-1. One ball, one strike. Dillon chops it, follow at the plate in 1-2. Region Baseball brought to you by Rambo Incorporated, my new London, Corky's Bar in Richmond, where they have their meat raffle coming up this afternoon. Can't miss it at Corky's Bar in Richmond. Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating over by Belgrade as Mitchell Thielen slaps a single to left field. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix and Dominic Sox Center in Long Prairie bring us baseball along with Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa, and Wilmer, the Central Minnesota Insurance of Painesville, Central Minnesota Realty, Grove Mutual Insurance of Meyer Grove, Shady's Bar and Grill in Dominick, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, the Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, and Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. Craig Klein to the plate, and Craig takes the first pitch. He'll follow it back and out of play, and the count 0-1 to Craig.
The Meyer Grove players are starting to filter in here for their next game against Lake Henry, approximately half hour after this game.
Klein takes low for a ball. This one bounces away from Brian Schlangen, and there goes Mitchell Thielen off to second. You know, it's kind of interesting in that Mitchell Thielen at bat. I think Kyle Lieserdon had shaded maybe a step or two up the middle on Mitchell.
Okay.
And Kyle, when Mitchell got that hit to the third base side of him, he kind of slapped his glove, knowing that maybe he shouldn't have moved and gone with his initial punch.
That was a hanging breaking ball, though. I seen what he hit. It was up pretty high, and a nice piece of hitting with that Mitchell did.
And Klein at the plate chops it foul. He's behind in the count 1-2. So the Flames again with a runner in scoring position here in the fourth inning, a game they trail 1-0 right now to St. Martin. We have that threat. Craig Klein calls for time. Ben Schrader was taking his time on the mound. Schrader ready, looks back to second, and Klein chops this one down the third baseline. They're going to say foul. Yikes. That is a tough judgment call there by the home plate umpire.
Yes, it was. It's doing it in the head of the bag, and
just foul. So one ball, two strikes. Here's Klein, chopper to second. Scott Schlangen up with it, throws to first. He looked the runner back at second. And a ball, an out there recorded. Craig Klein out 5-3. At the plate, Eric Schmidt, the number 9 hitter. First pitch from Ben Schrader, high for a ball, 1-0.
Eric having a good tournament so far. He's hit the 500.
Eric in his first bat struck out. There's a swing and a miss. Strike one, 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. And Schrader comes home. Schmidt a swing and a miss, strike two. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Curveball. Brian Schlangen tried to sell it behind the home plate. The home plate umpire didn't buy it, and 2-2. Looked a little high. It did.
I don't know if that's going to help it so much by running away like that behind the plate, but sometimes it works.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And Schmidt takes low for ball in 3-2. Three, two the count, two outs. Mitchell Thielen. That second, he represents the tying run here in the fourth inning. And the pitch, strike three call. Schmidt gets caught looking for the second time today. And that will do it for the Flames in the fourth. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on. We have played at 3.5. St. Martin 1, Farming nothing. More Region 15C baseball coming up in a minute on KASN.
summer travel season is in full swing. Hi, everyone. This is Bruce from Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Help keep your vehicle running in top shape with up to $20 off spark plug replacement or $5 off an air filter with the purchase of a complete oil change. Stop in or give us a call to schedule your appointment today at 320-845-6723 and mention you heard this ad. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts like John, Lauren, Nathan, and Chad a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
We make our way to the bottom of the fourth inning. The St. Martin Martins, Matthew Schlungen, takes the first pitch in a line drive to Aaron Eich. Over at third base, and out is Matthew.
One pitch, one out here for St. Martin in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pitcher, that's what you like.
Absolutely. So with one down, here comes Scott Schlung into the plate. The first pitch to Scott is a strike. 0-1, and Scott will follow one back and out of play, and now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Kyle Zierden looks down to Cody Perret. The left-hander delivers, and in the dirt. Schlung unable to hold up on that one, and 1-2. Thank you to our statistician slash runner, Mary Heinen, keeping us hydrated here at Schlaper Brothers Field. Just fouled off by Scott Schlung. And the count to Scott at 0-2. Ball with two strikes. And just outside the count, two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count. Schlung and rips it to Eich at third. A one-hopper, Aaron up with it. Over to first, 5-3 in the put-up.
Brian got a piece of that one. Is it hard? Scott, I mean. Scott Schlungen.
Gotta bring Chaz Hennett to the plate.
Still trying to figure out with Kyle Zierden. He's kind of three-quarter arm.
Yeah, it's not doesn't completely come, over the top.
Doesn't come full over the top. Little three-quarter, little bit sidearm once in a while.
First pitch, 2. Chaz Hennon, a strike. And now Chaz will follow it back and out of play in the count. Get Chaz at 0-2. Been doing a good job here getting ahead of the hitters in the fourth. Lake Henry, Meyer Grove, they are up next this afternoon on KASM. The 0-2 pitch to Chaz. Low for a ball. And 1-2. Ball, two strikes, and then grounds at foul. Count stays 1-2.
Picked that one off the dirt, didn't he? Chaz did. Stay alive.
One, two, the count. Zierden's pitch, high for a ball in 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And Hannon will follow this one to the backstop, and the count 2-2 yet. No one on for the Martins here in the fourth, a 1-0 St. Martin lead. There's a curveball that Hannon will take for strike three, and that'll do it for the Martins in the fourth. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. We played four, St. Martin won. And Farming, nothing. Back with more baseball on KAFM in a minute.
Pep's Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products. And you'll find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork is low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pep's Pork at 987-3368 or online at pepspork.com. Pep's Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota. Your dependable neighbor, coming to you from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkup. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy and Don, back with you at Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming, headed to the fifth inning. 1-0 ball game between Farming and St. Martin.
Each team with a lot of opportunities here. St. Martin, not as many as Farming. Farming's had a lot of chances. They've left 3, 4, 5, 6 on base rate in the first four innings. I think you said they had a runner at third base 3 times already.
Yeah.
So they're going to go to the top of the order here with Taylor Foray, their shortstop, leading off the top of the fifth.
Taylor Foray, the shortstop for the Flames, pops this one up down the first baseline in foul territory. And young man with a cap off trying to make a catch. I think he came up a little bit short on that. I think he's probably better that way. One one to Taylor, pitched low from Ben Schrader, and 1-1. We'll kick the pitch, and Parade ground ball pass got swung in at third into left field. Kyle Leeser able to scoop it up on the grass in left field, but the speedy Parade beats it out.
Farming's got some quick guys on his team that can get down that line.
That will bring a left-handed hitting Tyler Schrader to the plate. So the Farming Flames, their sixth hit of the afternoon. And Schrader takes low for ball, 1-0. Didn't see any indication of a bunt there. And Scott Schlugget is playing back just about even with the bag. Hold this, Tyler. Tyler just graduated from Corey High School.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Going on the pitch is Foray. The hit and run was on. And, you know, out of the corner of my eye, I think Tyler Schrader should have seen that and maybe just not swung. The hit and run was on.
Well, he had a big jump at first base.
Yeah, he could have stood up at second. Absolutely. And they would never have made a throw.
But he's going to third if that goes over third base.
That is true, though.
Yeah.
1-1 to Schrader. Ben Schrader on the mound facing Schrader in the box. And the curveball followed out by Tyler.
So here's the thing. If it's hit and run, you don't swing at it. Get your runner thrown out at second. You're in deep trouble.
But don't you think he could have seen the
jump? I think
yet?
So.
Yeah.
You would have thought right about now is when he took off that other pitch. So
yeah, 1-2. One nothing St. Martin here in the fifth. And Schrader's pitch. Schrader ground ball to first. Nathan Schlung and scoops it out. Tags first and now throws back to second. And Kyle Leeser was going to put the tag on Tyler Schrader. And the ball fell out of his glove. So Schrader is safe. Foray is safe at second. Oh, it was a beautiful play by Nathan Schlung at first.
Boy, that one was kissed on the ground hard, and Nathan just got it stepped on first. Threw a strike to Kyle. Kyle thought he was catching, and he didn't get it. Didn't catch the ball.
No.
So Schrader just retired, three unassisted on the play. On to second goes Perret. And Kyle Zierden at the plate. The check swing ruled a strike in 0-1. So I think the Flames accomplished what they were hoping to get a runner in scoring position. Yes, they did. 0-1 the count. Curveball to Zierden. Strike two called, 0-2.
Now this is just my observation. Seems like when there's a runner on base, Ben gets even tougher. So should we start an inning out with a runner on base?
The ball's two strikes to Zierden. Curveball, swing and a miss. Strike three. He gets Zierden to strike out for a second time today. And Kyle has sandwiched a double in between the two strikeouts. Two outs. And here's Cody Perret.
Remember the old cliche, pitchers don't hit?
Yeah.
That never was a good statement.
No. Here's Cody Perret way out in front of the breaking ball, strike one. Boy, it looks like Schrader, when he wants to get somebody out, he'll go to that breaking ball. To Cody Perret with two outs. Taylor Perret leads from second. And the pitch is high for ball 1-2. Ball two strikes. The pitch low for a ball in the dirt. Taylor Perret is going to go to third. Brian Schlungen's throw not in time. So now Taylor is 90 feet away. Two outs, two strikes, two outs. Thanks for joining us on KASM on 1150 AM, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2. And we are having some issues with our stream right now at mychasm.com. We're working to resolve that as we speak. Two balls, two strikes. The curveball, Cody Perret gets caught looking, and that'll do it for the Flames here in the fifth. No runs ahead, no errors, one left on, four and a half. St. Martin one, Farming nothing. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
Cheney's in New Munich is having their annual corn boil on Wednesday, August 22nd, serving from 5 until 8 p.m. Enjoy corn on the cob, pork chops, baked potatoes, coleslaw, and dinner roll. Stop in at Shady's Saturday, August 25th for their customer appreciation. Food and drink specials and door prizes all day. Music with Nate Santa from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. and DJ Fresh Coast from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. It's the place to be, Shady's in New Munich. Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC, is ready to go to work for you on your new remodeling projects. As an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
And welcome back to Farming. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning for the St. Martin Martins. Scheduled up, it's Josh Stengler, Jalen Arsenault, and Brian Schlungen. We're waiting for Cody Perret, the Flames catcher, to come out. He made the last out of the inning.
Got a defensive change. Dylan Ponick will be going into left field for Eric Schmidt.
Eric 0 for 2 today in that number 9 spot. Here comes Josh Stangler to the plate. Josh Stangler so far today, 0 for 1. Rung up and strikes in his first at-bat, swings and misses. Strike 1. 0-1 the count. Pitches inside for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Zierden's pitch, a foul tip by Josh Stangler. Into the mitt of Cody Perret, and strike 2. One ball, two strikes. Stangler will pop this one up down the first baseline in foul territory. Schrader makes the catch for the out.
Farming have no runs on 6 hits and no errors. And St. Martin, 1 run, 4 hits, 2 errors. So Farming's out hitting St. Martin here, but they're on the short end of the score part of it yet. Left lots of runners on base here. Game about an hour old. Jalen Arsenault takes the ball outside 1-0. See, I've got Don trained now. Over the years, Don would maybe let it slip once in a while that this game is moving along real quickly. And then all of a sudden we'd hit a 10th batter inning or something like that. Swing and a miss by Arsenault.
Well, I've thought of it a few times here. It's like, I'm going to get slapped.
2 balls, one strike. Thank you for joining us today, though. If you can't be at Farming, of course, we want you here supporting the Flames and the Martins. But if you can't be here supporting your teams, we certainly are that second option where you can tune us in and listen to baseball. So
there might be a few people opting just to stay in the house and listen to the radio and sit by the air conditioning today.
Right. Some have weddings. Curveball to Arsenault is outside and high in the count full at 3-2. Jalen, batting with one out, no one on for the Martins here in the fifth. The Martins picked up their run in the third inning, and that's outside and high, ball 4. So Jalen's been on twice today, had a hit in his first at-bat, now walks, and they'll bring Ryan Schlung into the plate. Ryan scored the game's only run after he forced out Jalen Arsenault. He went to second on a wild pitch, and then scored on a single by Derek Stroing. That's been it.
Yep. Cody Perret went out to have a word with Kyle Zierden. Settle him down a little bit here. Get back in the strike zone.
So it's probably a good visit to the mound here.
Defense. Yeah. You got to break that up once in a while. You got to, if it's an infielder or catcher, you don't need to have the manager all the time do that.
Schlungen puts a bunt down. The home plate umpire says it's going to be a foul ball. Boy, that one just hung out right in front of the plate.
Wow.
I don't know if it touched Brian or...
Must have.
But the home plate umpire was right on it. He said, no, that's foul.
I should mention the umpires here today. It's like John Benson on the bases and Larry Midas at the plate here.
0-1 to Schlungen. There's a breaking ball from Zierden and strike 2, 0-2. Strolling on deck for the Martins. Balls, two strikes. Schlungen drives it to center field. This is sending Austin Arsenault back by that black batter's eye and makes the catch in front of the big batter's eye.
Got a piece of that one Brian Schlungen did. Put him into that little opening out there in center field. That's got to go back about, I'd say it's close to 20 feet, don't
yeah.
you?
Oh, yeah.
If you look at the fence panels there, That's out, I think, otherwise, isn't it?
I would believe so, yeah. Here's Derek Stroing with 2 outs now. Arsenault still at first, and Kyle Zierden delivers inside a ball, 1-0. If it weren't so hot, I would walk with you out there between
games. I would, too, yeah. I think I might do that.
Okay. Take you up on that. 1-0 the count to Stroing. Kyle Leeser on deck. There's a strike called, and 1-1.
Maybe a golf cart around here.
One ball, one strike. Region 15C. This is our 10th game of the tournament so far. We play 16. Pitch is low for a ball. No, they did call it a strike, 1-2. All right, one ball, two strikes to Strolling.